Texas State University's organization Feminist United discusses multiple issues, including the importance of bringing awareness to what cultural appropriation is and what the negative effects are for not just students, but everyone. Cultural appropriation is defined as members of a dominant group exploiting or borrowing ideas from the culture of a minority group. This includes things like a culture's dress, dance, music, language, religious symbols, and cuisine. Patty McChesney, FIMU former president and biology senior, says Texas State faculty demographic doesn't represent the student population.
At least the higher up faculty doesn't tend to reflect the student population. It tends to be a lot more white than our student population, and because of that, I think that the student of color's needs don't get met as much as they could be if we had a more diverse faculty.
Last fall semester at Texas State included a student population with an estimated 49% of white students, 33% of Hispanic students, 10% were African American students, and 2.5% were Asian students. According to the Institutional Research Department at the university, minority enrollment has increased over 5 years. Hispanic and African American students account for 43% of enrollment. However, there has been minimal increase in full-time faculty and staff at the university. Last semester, the demographic for full-time faculty was 1,199 for white, Hispanics were 691, and there were 106 African-American faculty members. McChesney says it's important for people to understand cultural appropriation and the people around you.
I think the most important thing is to just always listen to what people are telling you. If somebody says to you that that was hurtful, if somebody tells you that that makes them feel like less than a person, or like a caricature of a person, then listen and apply that.
People looking to understand more on the issue of cultural appropriation should watch YouTube channels from people of color that address the problem, McChesney says. Natasha Sondheim, Feminist United member and Integrated Studies junior, says cultural appropriation is an extension of colonization.
So even though America is not being colonized by the British anymore, things like cultural appropriation, AAVE, or appropriation of specifically like indigenous American things, is an extension of colonization.
For example, Sondheim says people cross the line when they decide to wear a culture's clothing because it looks cool or trendy without understanding its purpose. The fashion industry has become a problem for minority groups to receive credit or revenue from the designs that were taken from them. Eva Perez, FIMU, member and political science senior, says the traditional clothing from a city in Mexico was taken by a French fashion designer that created copied designs from their cultural clothes. Sondheim explains that it has inhibited the low-income city from selling their clothing to tourists because of the copyright from the French designer. In addition, Halloween costumes are always an issue, and the one time of the year that appropriation comes in one place, Sondheim says. For KTSW News, I'm Rebecca Banks.